Okay, we're holding Bez Hashem Klal Vav, and we're in the middle of Sif Beis. And in Sif Beis here, we have an example of how amazingly meduyak the words of the Chafetz Chaim are, and how careful we have to be when we're learning the halachas of the Chafetz Chaim to be meduyak in every word. So the Chafetz Chaim said that there's an iser, besides believing Lashon Hara, there's an iser to listen to Lashon Hara. So the question is, but however, there's a chilek that sometimes you're allowed to listen and you're obligated to listen. So he says, for example, Kegoin Shu Maven Mitchilas Asipur, he understands from the way the person is speaking, Shu Reitzel Haroisa Bisipurai, Eich Sheploini Eine Ishmehemen, that this person, Yankel, is not an honest person, V'hoye B'daita Mitchila Lachnisa B'Iskai, and you were thinking of hiring him. Hoye L'shtatevimoy, to become a partner. Or you're thinking of doing a shidduch. V'chol chai gavna, in the middle of Sif Beis, Vav Beis. So he says, v'chol chai gavna, anything like that, mutter, then it's mutter for you to listen to the Lashon Hara. However, he said two conditions. Either in a case where you tell the person that I only want to hear this if, you know, it's because it's relevant to me, and therefore it's considered for a toelis, or you're allowed to listen if the person is anyway saying it to other people, so you're not causing it to say Lashon Hara. He says, then, v'chol chai gavna mutal chachila lishmaya kidei lochish lozeh lishar mimenu, in order to protect yourself from this person. Kiven demashu roitza lishmaya, the reason why you're listening, ain kavanasa lishma gnusa shel chaveiro, you're not interested in hearing bad things about this person. Raku roitza lahatzel esatz mikidei shel yov ha'kach lidei hezek, you want to protect yourself, not to come to damage, holy day matzu muriva chai gavna, and you don't want to come into, tell him to be quiet, or chai gavna, like they shouldn't get into a fight. And then the Chafetz Chaim says, v'hu hadin hecha de'ein negeya loy shum toive me'ashmiya, and so too, even if it's not personally relevant to him, rak ha'idei shmiyosoy, Yesuv of Toiva Lacherim. By you listening to this, you could help somebody else. He says, Gamkin Mutta, it's also Mutta. And then he says an example. Kegoin, Sheroitzel Lishmoya Dovaze, he wants to hear this. Kidelachkar Ahakach im Emesu, he wants to see if it's true. Ulochiach Leploni Alze, and then to give the person Musa. You know, as I'm listening to this, I hear this guy saying that this guy is not eating kosher food. So I'm listening, not because I want to hear something negative about a person, but I'm planning to try to be makar of the person. Because maybe in this way the person will do tshuva. Oh, she yashiv is like lebolav, or he'll return the stolen object. Oh, she ifayis lebishicher fikidev, or he will be able to appease the person who he got angry at. And the reason is, as we said, because there's a purpose here. But if, let's say, he wants to accept, to believe it as truth, that you're never allowed to do. Because you're never allowed to believe the Lashon Hara, but you can hear it and be wary, maybe there's some truth to it. So if I ask a Shaila now, that somebody is speaking Lashon Hara, I know that Yankel is thinking about going into a partnership with somebody. And then I hear this person is saying Lashon Hara about that person, about Beryl, that Yankel is thinking of going into a partnership. Am I allowed to listen to this Lashon Hara? V'chayra, I would be able to listen because there's a toelis here. Because I'm going to be able to now go to Yankel and warn him about Beryl, not to go into the partnership with Beryl. But the Chafetz Chaim didn't say that. The Chafetz Chaim gave two examples. He said, either I am thinking of going into a partnership with Beryl, so then I'm allowed to listen to what somebody's telling me about Beryl. Or even if it's not relevant to me, it's relevant to somebody else. He's talking about not going to be relevant to me. If I hear that Yankel did something, Beryl did something wrong, I can go and correct Beryl and help him do tshuva. Why didn't the Chafetz Chaim say, or if I hear that Yankel is thinking of going into a partnership with Beryl, I could go and listen in order to do it? So the Chafetz Chaim says in Sifkot and Dalet in the Ber Maim Chaim, He says, Mekor din zeivur l'kaman b'klal yud. Humash lo tziyarti b'gavna dereisha. Why did I change the story and go to a different case? Dahainu l'hazil chaverish lo yishtatif im zeh machmash nishr olav shura malolim. Why didn't I keep the same story and say that even if it's not me who wants to go into a partnership with Beryl, but I know Yankel wants to go into a partnership with Beryl, so I could go and tell Yankel that I heard about Beryl that there's a problem with him. He says, I am the Kamon b'chelik beis b'klal test, but I'm chayis v'kotin test. The nisha din zeh b'tzarechir. So the Chavetz Chaim says he remained with a question about this shaila, whether I'm allowed to go now. Because, first of all, surely I can't go to Yankel and say, I heard Beryl is a ganav. Because you didn't hear that. You heard there may be an issue with Beryl. And you don't know if this is true, that Beryl is a ganav. So you surely can't say, I heard he's a ganav. The most you could say is that I heard there's a possibility, I don't know if it's true or not, I have no idea if it's true, but I heard things about Beryl that he's not an honest person. That's what I heard. Now, if I go tell that to Yankel, what's Yankel going to do now? Yankel may start now talking to other people about it. And that may cause damage to Beryl. For me, just to cease and desist, I was thinking of going into a partnership. I'm not going to go into a partnership. I'm not being mazik Beryl. By me, I don't have an obligation to go into a partnership. I'm not damaging Beryl. I'm allowed to listen to the Lashon Hara, and possibly there's some truth to it, to protect myself. But I can't do something that's going to hurt Beryl. I have no right to do that. I want to protect Yankel, and because that hurt Beryl, I don't know if Beryl is guilty or not. And if I go tell Yankel, I think that you shouldn't become a partner with him because I heard things about Beryl, Yankel may now go and talk about it. He may go tell people about it. And that may cause damage to Beryl. And then maybe you're not allowed to do that. In fact, he says, for sure you're not allowed to do that if you would know that Yankel would talk about it and would cause a damage to Beryl. Because even when you're allowed to listen to Lashon Hara to protect yourself, but you're not allowed to take an action that would hurt the other person unless you know it's 100% true. And you don't know that because you just heard this from somebody and you're not even allowed to believe that it's true. All you could do is protect yourself since there's somewhat of a remote possibility that maybe what's being said is true. So it's amazing, the Chavetz Chaim, he said the example of business this, that, and he says even if it's not relevant to you, if it's relevant, maybe you could help this guy do tshuva. As he didn't say, even if it's not relevant to you, if you could save Yankel from a problem with Beryl. That's not so pashut. You have to be very careful. Even if you hear, and this is very relevant, you hear that Yankel is thinking of hiring Beryl for a job or something like that, and you heard things about Beryl. So you have to really hold on and chazarova klal tes and chelik beis of the Chavetz Chaim before you open up your mouth and say anything. You're off the phone already. Behurach, Michael, I'm going to lay on the ground.
Adonai Hashia, Hanachin, Nena Biancarin, Nebrahu, S. Adonai, Hambera,
Adonai, Hambera, Adonai, Hambera, Adonai, Hambera, Adonai, Hambera, Adonai,